It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
What's that about your jewels?
He's talking about pizza.
Oh, I love pizza jewels.
That one was a sandwich joint.
It was a sandwich place.
Oh, it's a sandwich place?
I don't know if that's a sandwich place. It should be.
I love a good sandwich and I love good pizza. And downtown, they've got some, I know everyone's like, Colorado has no good pizza, but there are actually some really good pizza places here in town. And there's a, and my favorite, so you like subs, right? Like sub sandwiches?
No, I prefer grinders.
Or hoagies, or yeah. So.
Because I'm that guy. No.
Oh, no. It's got to be a grinder.
What's the difference?
A hoagie. No, there is no difference. It's all just different words for the same. Yeah. Like pop and soda.
They started talking about that kind of nonsense on 850 KOA today in the first inning of this game, and I turned it off.
What,
they're like, oh, because one person says ground and the other person says floor. And then one person says, I mean, it was just like, because they were talking about, okay, so do you want to really know how this happened? They were talking about the hats that the Rockies and the Nationals were wearing.
Yeah.
And they said, the Nationals are wearing a blue hat with a red bill or something. Like
right.
That. And then they're like, do you say bill or do you say brim?
And then brim. I know.
I say hat. This is what I say.
Well, but you have to differentiate when it's a two-color scheme. Like the dome is blue with a white W and the bill is red.
You're the guy.
Well, you have to let people know. It's like when you're listening to a sport on the radio, it is the job of the person announcing the event or game to let you know, to paint a picture. So,
speaking
like,
of which, can I just make a quick shout out to someone, just a personal shout out.
Okay.
Connor McGahee, who does the Rapids radio. Dude, you got to use directions left and right, man. Sorry, it was just like, he's got the ball, he's going back to the ball. It was just like, oh, it felt like watching, I was watching electric football. Or was listening to a play-by-play of electric football.
Just spinning in circles, man.
Well, it's like I listen to Monday Night Football on the radio.
And I like Connor McGahee. I like Connor McGahee. I'm just saying.
Right, no one's saying you don't. And I like it when the announcers describe the uniforms that the teams are wearing. You know, oh, so the Washington Redskins are wearing their maroon and gold tops with the white bottoms or the gold bottoms or whatever. Same thing, Zimmerman used to do that all the time for CU games.
Well, you know
or
what
not
I...
Not Zimmerman, Zimmer. Used to do that all the time for CU games.
He probably calls himself Zimmerman by now anyway, too. So anyway, and I love the guy. Anyway, Sue. But I prefer when on radio that they say left to right or right to left, because that gives me the mental picture of which way the team is going when they are on offense and or defense. Just, you know, if they're going left to right, then I have an idea of which way each team's going early.
Well, usually in the football game anyway, they'll let you know right at the top. So
yeah,
like, the Broncos will be moving left to right. And
yes,
so and so.
Connor, no.
Not even at the top of the game.
No, he's like, anyone's got it. Sounded like,
well, it's
like weasels. It sounded like weasels going up and down a meadow. I mean, that's what it sounded like on radio.
There was that much action?
Yeah, for about the five. Yeah, there was. There was like, so in the 5 minutes that I was listening to, the Rapids went down and they missed a shot from like 2 yards out that they put over the top. And then
Minnesota game, right?
Yeah, then the Minnesota came back down and they hit a shot that Zach McMath barely was able to save. And then they got a corner that Zach McMath was barely able to save. And then they got a goal, and then they lost. The Rapids, I mean, because they're terrible. They're terrible. They traded their captain.
Okay.
I'm very frustrated.
It's soccer. I don't care.
No, listen, man. If you trade, you don't trade your captain.
Well,
Do they trade their captain to Minnesota? And well, guess what happened? Minnesota won.
But we had that long discussion about the that you said that they needed to trade some defense for some offense because the right
not
offense
your
couldn't score.
Captain.
Well, I don't know. The Broncos got rid of Simeon next year. He was a captain. Won't mean a thing.
There's a difference because like 15 people can be captains on a football team.
Yes, yeah.
Like every other person can be a captain. I mean, for God's sakes, the whole team can go out there and hold hands and be the captain, and they can all say as one, heads.
What about hockey? I mean, hockey
They have one captain, and they have one captain and two assistants, and those are voted on. And they can be taken away.
Sure, they get that big C on their sweater, jersey, whatever you want to call it.
Are you a heavy sweater?
No, I'm actually not, surprisingly. Well, you say that, and it just, I mean, some teams, I think leadership is undervalued in sports.
Yeah.
You need a leader on the field, and sometimes you get rid of that one person, and you don't realize how important that one person was to your team until they're gone. And so I was going to ask you this earlier.
It's almost as if you paved paradise and put up a parking lot.
Good song.
You don't know what you've got till you've gone, till it's gone.
Pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
That was a very weird reference.
But it was apt. It was an apt description of the situation that we're talking about.
So
Reynolds making his money again.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone, and that's what happened. You don't realize what you lose when you lose, when you decide to trade away veterans who are leaders on the team.
See, there was a guy who used to play for the Colorado Rockies, the Colorado Avalanche, and he was part of the last championship team, and they traded
Claude Lemieux.
No.
I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about.
Young kid. They traded him to Boston, or
no? They traded. Oh yeah. There's been a couple.
But this kid was.
Was the guy with the teeth who used to play for DU, right?
No, this wasn't a DU kid.
It was a Shattenkirk.
It wasn't Shattenkirk either.
Well, this is the Shattenkirk, because they haven't been good since they traded Shattenkirk.
So you get rid of certain people from teams, and it can gut your team. I mean, it really can.
Well, it just you just have guys that just listen. If we're gonna and I know this about you, that you play the same way neither of us are in shape, but we are gonna go out for the whatever the 30 seconds that we can possibly play before we have to pass out and go back and sit and drink water.
Yeah.
We're gonna play that as hard as we possibly can. And you know what? If someone out there is not going as hard as they possibly can for those 30 seconds that I'm going out there as far as I can for 30 seconds before I have to pass out, and you're in better shape, I'm gonna let you know about it.
That makes me mad. I mean, it does. It makes me mad.
Yeah, and it should.
And there are, so I.
But are you the type of person to tell them? Yes. Because we're older.
Me.
Well, because we're older. I think that sometimes it's some people in younger generations. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to say anyone, Alex. I'm not trying to even talk about you. I know you're younger than us, but you're not that much younger.
Oh, I'll be one of those guys that passes out like in 30 seconds.
Oh yeah, but you. But if you were working your butt off for those 30 seconds, that's fine. But if you're being lazy. I mean, like, pass it to me. And then, you know, I would be on your butt.
I think it's hard. I think it's hard for younger players in a professional setting to, unless they are just naturally assertive like that, to come at some of these veterans who may be dogging it a bit, who may not feel like they have to go as strong or hard as everyone else right now.
Well, here's the flip side. Here's the flip side of this.
Yeah.
Is it like Troy Tulowitzki was that guy?
Oh, sure.
But I believe kills me to say.
They're better without him.
They were better without him because you could feel the tension in the locker room because he was so serious. Because he learned from Todd Helton but what he didn't understand, what Todd Helton had that Troy Tulowitzki didn't, was a dry sense of humor. And yes, Todd Helton could be a hard ass.
Mm-hmm.
But he could also be funny, and he would also talk about from time to time. Troy Tulowitzki was always he was pure heart.
See, and he was great, but the problem is baseball is a long, long season, and you cannot hope to sustain that kind of just blinding intensity game in and game out.
Can I just tell you that, yes, you can, and there's one, yes, and I can give you.
Not until it wears you out.
Exhibit A is Charlie Blackmon.
Yeah, but he's not imposing it on the rest of the team.
No, but he is, he is like...
Right, and that's fine for him.
An example, though.
But he can't be the leader.
That's fine for him, be the leader,
You need... Okay, so the Rockies were great when they had Jason Giambi because Jason Giambi... I mean, no one questioned that Jason Giambi wasn't going to work hard, but he would put a golden thong in your locker.
Right. You have to be able to...
You have to be able to joke. Like, you have to have perspective.
And, yeah. You absolutely do. And a guy like Tulowitzki and a guy like Blackmon... Sometimes probably
it's
don't have that
to,
kind
it's,
of
It's great to have a guy. So you need a guy like Blackmon or Tulowitzki on your team.
Sure.
But you also need a guy who's equal or bigger weight, if you know what I'm saying. Like an equal or bigger leader.
Probably
to
a bigger leader.
Dude,
relax.
Shut up.
Right. Have a beer.
Shut. Yeah.
Let's go out.
Go and, you know.
They need to crash sit. Davis. They need to crash Davis.
Sit.
Chill. All right?
Sit.
Jesus, that chill it. Scared me.
Sit. Stay. We're going to put you in a calm, submissive state.
They need to crash Davis. They yes. do. The guy that's going to say, yo, we need a rain out, I'll get us a rain out.
Yeah, just not from the catcher position because we need more offense from there.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.